Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl Laura Bennett here, coming at you live from the depression free zone where we're all about reclaiming that happiness and owning our awesomeness. Today, we're diving into something super important, cultivating mindfulness and presence in your daily life. Ever feel like you're constantly on autopilot, just rushing through the day without truly experiencing it? You know that feeling when your mind is racing with to-do lists and worries while you're technically present at a conversation or even dinner? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a way to break free from that mental hamster wheel and actually savor every moment. So, what exactly does mindfulness mean? It's all about being fully present in this very moment, without judgment. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your frantic inner monologue and simply observing your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings with curiosity and kindness. It's not about emptying your mind, which honestly, let's be real, is impossible. It's more about becoming aware of those thoughts and letting them pass like clouds in the sky. You don't have to cling to them or get swept away by them. Now, I know what you're thinking, Laura, that sounds great in theory, but how do I actually do it in my crazy busy life? Trust me, I get it. We're bombarded with distractions every minute of the day. But here are 5 key takeaways to help you sprinkle mindfulness into your everyday routine. 1. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin with many moments of awareness throughout your day. Take a few mindful breaths while waiting in line, savor each bite of your lunch, or really listen to someone talking to you without interrupting. These small acts can make a big difference over time. 2. Embrace your senses. Ground yourself by paying attention to what you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. Notice the colors around you, the sounds in your environment, the scent of your coffee, or the feeling of your feet on the floor. It's amazing how often we forget to simply be present with our senses. 3. Practice meditation. I know meditation can sound intimidating, but it doesn't have to be a complicated ordeal. Even 5 minutes a day can make a world of difference. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. When your mind wanders, and it will, gently guide it back to your breath. There are tons of free guided meditations online if you need some help getting started. 4. Move your body mindfully. Instead of just going through the motions during your workout, try paying attention to how your body feels with each movement. Notice the sensations in your muscles, the rhythm of your breath, and the energy flowing through you. You'll not only get a better workout, but also connect more deeply with your physical self. 5. Be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up for yourself with compassion, even when you're struggling. There will be days when your mind races, and that's okay. Just acknowledge it, gently redirect your focus back to the present moment, and keep practicing. Think about a time when you were completely absorbed in something, maybe reading a captivating book, playing a game, or having a truly meaningful conversation. In those moments, your mind was likely quiet and you felt fully present. You probably even lost track of time. That's the magic of mindfulness. It allows us to experience life more deeply and savor the little things that often get overlooked in our busy lives. Imagine this. You're rushing through your morning routine, feeling stressed and overwhelmed before your day even begins. Suddenly, you stop for a moment and take 3 deep breaths, noticing the cool air filling your lungs and the warmth spreading throughout your body. You look around your kitchen, appreciating the sunlight streaming through the window and the aroma of coffee brewing. You feel a sense of calm wash over you, and you're ready to tackle the day with more energy and focus. Tea. Mindfulness isn't some mystical concept reserved for yogas or mountaintops. It's a practical tool we can all use to create a happier, more fulfilling life. Remember, every moment is an opportunity to cultivate presence and find joy in the everyday. So take a deep breath, be kind to yourself, and let's reclaim our happiness together. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could benefit from a dose of mindfulness. And if you have any thoughts or insights, I'd love to hear them. Leave a comment on the website or connect with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay mindful, stay awesome, and remember you are capable of creating a life filled with joy and purpose.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.